All right. Here in studio with me is Stephen Graham, and he is going to talk to us here about the Henry C. Gardner Global Food Systems Lecture. And Mr. Graham, could you start off just a little background about yourself and your experience in at K-State?
Sure. I was assistant to the Dean of Agriculture and the Director of K-State Research and Extension for 22 years. Retired last year in the summer. And, you know, they had not hired anybody in my position until this spring, so I continued on making all the arrangements for the lecture for this fall, which has been fun, and then working with the new person to learn how we do it so she can continue on into the future.
And the Global Food Lectures or Global Food Systems Lecture itself, can you tell me a little bit about the background of that? How long has it been going on for at K-State?
Sure. In 2013 or 14, some representatives from the Gardner Angus Ranch family from Ashland, Kansas, way down in southwest Kansas, came to see my boss, John Flores, at that time, and spoke with him about the idea of creating a big lecture series about the global food system and endowing the lecture series so we could bring in experts from, you know, wherever and talk about the many different aspects of the global food systems, where it's, you know, political or, you know, the protein sector or the marketing or whatever. You know, it could cover all the many aspects because the food system is so complex. So eventually we came to agreement to, you know, do the lecture, and they endowed it. So we started with our very first lecture in January of 2015. So that was Rob Fraley, who is the chief technical officer of Monsanto, kind of like Dr. GMO. And he was just had received the World Food Prize in the fall of 2014. So we were really excited to get him here. He was a great first speaker. Since then, we've had Greg Page, chairman of Cargill Incorporated, then Jay Famlietti, who was with NASA. He's a water expert, monitors aquifers from space, like our Ogallala Aquifer. Fascinating speaker. Last year was Jason Clay, senior vice president of food and markets with the World Wildlife Fund. And now this year, we're going to have Sarah Menker, our newest speaker.
And before we get into a little bit about who she is and what she'll be talking about, I think it bears touching on, what exactly is the global food system?
Okay. Well, there's many levels to food systems in the U.S. and around the world. Honestly, you have kind of your local foods, you have your more regionally produced foods, and then you have foods like wheat that are exported and go worldwide. You also have people doing organic, you have people doing non-organic, you know, so that's why we call it food systems. There's kind of a mixture of how we get our food and how they're grown and where they come from. Something might be grown by somebody just down the road, and something else might be like kiwi coming from New Zealand, you know. So it's a horribly complex system, and it's fascinating. I mean, it's really, and there's lots of politics involved in food, of course. You get all kinds of global controls and phytosanitary controls. And so it's one of these topics that's, you know, affects us all, though, because we all eat. But most people don't realize how many different aspects there are to making all the food systems work and get food, you know, from different parts of the world to your table.
So it's kind of like the structure and the infrastructure of how food gets to the table.
Right, right. And, you know, it basically, there's so many aspects to it that most people on campus, you know, no matter what they're studying, have some relationship to food. You know, if they're in nutrition, they're in political science, they're in sociology, they could be in engineering, they can be in, of course, ag. I mean, there's, you know, out at K-State Polytechnic, you know, the drones flying over fields, monitoring drought or, you know, stresses of different types to plants. So, you know, it turns out almost anybody studying at K-State somehow can fit into the global food system, or you at least, all of us benefit from the global food systems because we all eat.
Definitely. And Sarah Menker is this year's speaker at the Global Food Systems Lecture. And can you tell us a little bit about her expertise and what topic she'll be talking on?
Sure. There? Well, Sarah's really fascinating. She grew up originally, she's from Ethiopia. And when she was young, it was during the 1980s food famine. Eventually, and I don't know exactly when, she came to the United States. and you know, must be an incredibly bright person. I've not yet spoken to her directly. I've been working with her administrative assistant. But she studied here in the U.S. then and earned degrees in economics and African studies at Mount Holyoke College and the London School of Economics, and later an MBA from Columbia University. Then she went to work for Morgan Stanley's commodities group, and she specialized in risk management and trading commodities. And when we had that big food crash a few years ago where, you know, there was a food shortage and the prices went crazy, and that's what set off all the riots in North Africa and the Middle East and toppled governments, she started studying that and started wondering, how did that happen? Why did that happen? You know, why could the shortage of food or the pricing of food cause riots and governments to topple? So she studied this for about 4 years, and eventually she realized there's not enough good data from around the world and an easy-to-use source. She's a numbers person, of course. So she's now created her own company called Grow Intelligence, G-R-O Intelligence, and they collect this data, ag-related data from around the world, and put it into formats that are, you know, the same, so that it's more usable. And you know, companies then have subscriptions to their information and use their information for what they want to do in their own companies or governments or educators, whatever. So really fascinating lady. As she studied all this, though, she realized, wow, you know, we all talk about, you know, there's probably going to be over 10 billion people by 2050, could be facing some food shortages, you know, and some challenges because you'll have less land, less water, you know, all this sort of thing. But she, in her work and being a numbers cruncher, came to the realization that she thinks we're going to face this in the next 10 years, not 2050, but 2030-ish, and became quite alarmed and started looking into, well, what could we do to ameliorate the situation? What needs to be done? So that's what she's speaking about. That's what she's going to be talking about. And the neat thing, she's done a TED Talk or two and some other things, so I've watched those, and it's easy to understand her. She doesn't speak like a crazy economist. She speaks in terms we can understand, and she talks about calories. She even puts the terms into Big Macs. So it's something that we can relate to, you know, and our students can relate to, and that's why we wanted to bring her here, because, you know, you have some speakers that would just be talking over our heads, but she's not, and I think it's going to be a really interesting lecture.
And what are you hoping that attendance, students, whoever might show up to the lecture, will take away from it and maybe go forward with?
Well, we're hoping, especially students, you know, that they have their lives in front of them, and we're hoping that they realize, oh my gosh, you know, here's this looming thing that I wasn't aware of. You know, I'm interested in political science or food science or what, you know, marketing or business or, you know, whatever, engineering, and even from where I am, I could get engaged in the global food systems and make a difference. And I could do some things to help us get onto a better path of sustainability and being able to feed more people. So that's what we're hoping for, is people to kind of go, aha, oh, hey, there's something I could get really excited about.
And can you talk a little bit about the importance of having this specific lecture at Kansas State?
Well, you know, as the first land-grant university in the nation, it's, you know, the whole university really, even still today, is about global food systems and agriculture-related things. I mean, even people in other parts of the university, if they think about it, will realize, oh, okay, even if I'm in rural sociology, what does that relate to? Well, again, rural areas, food productions, you know, little towns, all that sort of thing. So it's important because it's really the fabric of our university. And it's what we're really good at, is global food systems type research and production work and, you know, talking about it and studying it, and have been, you know, since 1863. So it totally fits K-State. You know, it wouldn't be like if we'd create some new computer lecture and try to make it the biggest thing. You know, we're not Silicon Valley, but we're definitely where we raise food. So that's why it's a great fit for K-State.
Are there any final thoughts or anything that I didn't touch on that you think is important?
Well, the main thing is to say, okay, the lecture is next Monday, this coming Monday, October 8th at 7 p.m., which is today, I guess, as we're talking. And so, to, you know, come tonight, 7 p.m., The lecture's free to anybody. Anybody is welcome to come from anywhere in the world. To please come and watch the lecture and participate. Usually we've had crowds of 800 to 1,250 people, so these are big, you know, really fun, important lectures. And we're looking for a really great crowd for Sarah on October 8th at 7 p.m. in McCain Auditorium, and totally free.
Mr. Graham, thanks for coming in.
You're very welcome. Thank you.